One of my teenagers had a friend spend the night, and the two boys asked if they could sleep in the basement rec room. Since they had slept down there many times before, I allowed them to watch a late movie and sleep downstairs. At 3 o'clock in the morning, these two teenage boys walked into my bedroom and woke me from a deep sleep. "Mom," said the one who belongs to me, Mom, we kind of snuck out of the house." "What?" I mumbled, barely awake. "Mom, well, we kind of decided to sneak out of the house and go get some McDonald's, and, well, we kind of got pulled over by a police officer because we had a taillight out on the car, and, we kind of got in trouble for curfew, and, well, the police officer is kind of downstairs in the kitchen, and he kind of wants to talk to you." "What are you kind of talking about?" I responded, willing myself to wake up. "This isn't a funny joke, guys." I heard nervous laughter from both boys. "We wish it was a joke, but it's not. Can you come talk to the police officer who's downstairs?" I stumbled out of bed, threw on my bathrobe, and made it down the stairs to the kitchen. Indeed, there was a police officer in my house at 3 a.m. Such a beautiful reminder, there are no perfect kids. Now, if you're a mom of a 2-year-old, that story just might freak you out a bit. Don't let it. Instead, let it provide a reality check. Kids make mistakes. They make poor choices sometimes. Whether they are 2 years old and decide to throw a fit in the grocery store, or they are 17 and decide to sneak out of the house. That's real life. Welcome to motherhood. With 5 children, my husband and I have dealt with our fair share of real kid challenges. Misbehaving in public, lying, cheating, stealing, skipping school. We've had to manage ADHD and the learning challenges of an internationally adopted child who didn't speak English until the age of 9. There have been big issues, too, like experimenting with alcohol and cigarettes, making poor relationship choices, and rebelling against church and faith. If you're a mom of little ones, just listening to this may be making you fret about the future. If you are a mom of teenagers, you are likely breathing a sigh of relief knowing you are not the only one. Regardless of what season of motherhood you are in, let's share the reality check. Your kids are not perfect. Their imperfections are not a reflection of you. You can't control them into perfection. Allowing your children to fail without getting your anger as a consequence is a gift to them. The most beautiful thing you can offer them is your imperfect self, who does her best to handle the imperfections with love and grace. Watch those expectations. Parents need to cast vision for their children. We need to set standards for achievement and behavior, as well as offer boundaries to help point each child to those standards and goals. Whether it's potty training a toddler or defining boundaries for a teenager, setting expectations is an important part of parenting. But expectations are misplaced when we, as parents, expect ourselves to be perfect and expect our kids to be perfect. With those expectations, we will always end up disappointed and disillusioned. We need to adjust our expectations to anticipate mistakes and even foresee misbehavior. Sounds kind of pessimistic, doesn't it? Or is it simply realistic? Unrealistic expectations keep us perpetually disappointed in ourselves and in our kids. That's not a healthy way to live. It's not healthy for us personally, and it does not contribute to a healthy family environment for any child. Many times we don't even realize we are expecting our kids to be perfect. If someone would ask us if we expect perfection, we would defensively respond, "Absolutely not." However,